Now turn to part 4. Part 4 consists of 2 tasks. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people talk about studying abroad. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the reason each speaker gives for wanting to study abroad. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H how each speaker felt about their studies abroad. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
I was always very independent, and I conquered my fear of foreign travel early on. When I went to study in Japan, I did hit some problems, like the lack of soundproofing of the dorms, but I discovered all kinds of other backup from the Student Life Centre, and I was grateful for that. I wanted a new take on my field and to go somewhere I could experiment with lab cultures and new techniques for growing proteins, and also where I could maintain my linguistic skills. What I found surprising overall was the mono-ethnic nature of academic life, with relatively few students like me from overseas, but I already spoke excellent Japanese, so it wasn't an issue for me.
Speaker 2.
I'm a person who normally dislikes change. I like to keep one set of friends and a routine. As a child, I'd been tied to mom's apron strings, but by the time I was 18, I decided that I'd had enough of that, and going to college on the other side of the world was my way of dealing with it. My fees were paid, but I wasn't sure I could support myself, and it wasn't easy searching around for advice agencies. I thought it might be a bit of a shock living in a dorm, but it suited me down to the ground, and it's been quite an eye-opener hearing what people think about my home country.
Speaker 3.
I was really looking forward to taking part in a task-based program abroad. I knew that the basic focus in my subject, that's cultural studies, was no different from back home, but it gave me the chance to experience an alternative mode of course delivery. In fact, though some of the modules were demanding and I didn't do so well at first, I enjoyed the challenge. I was bowled over by the cosmopolitan nature of the campus, and although the timetable was full most days, there wasn't all that much follow-up work to do on our own, so I was free to make the most of the leisure facilities.
Speaker 4.
I discovered I'd been quite unrealistic about what I set out to do. When I applied for the study abroad program, the fact that all the classes were taught in another language slowed me down like I was wearing lead boots. And I hadn't expected so many out-of-class assignments. As well as that, I was surprised by how homesick I was for my family, so both these things were problems for me. But I'd wanted to study someplace where university procedures were less bureaucratic, and at the time I was really curious about an alternative way of living. I wanted to immerse myself in that. I was also excited by the prospect of an internship, though I wasn't yet thinking about a career.
Speaker 5.
Although they were expensive, I had no worries about the tuition fees, thanks to a generous sponsor. When I applied, I hadn't been sure whether I was taking on too much by opting for a year's law conversion course. It certainly delivered the goods as far as intellectual quality was concerned, and you were expected to step up to the plate in seminars and tutorials, but luckily it turned out that with self-discipline it was doable. I'd been keen to broaden my circle a bit, and I assumed it would be easy, but I was dependent on my host family for transport, so that clipped my wings a bit.
Now you will hear part four again. Speaker one.
I was always very independent, and I conquered my fear of foreign travel early on. When I went to study in Japan, I did hit some problems, like the lack of soundproofing of the dorms, but I discovered all kinds of other backup from the Student Life Centre, and I was grateful for that. I wanted a new take on my field and to go somewhere I could experiment with lab cultures and new techniques for growing proteins, and also where I could maintain my linguistic skills. What I found surprising overall was the mono-ethnic nature of academic life, with relatively few students like me from overseas, but I already spoke excellent Japanese, so it wasn't an issue for me.
Speaker 2.
I'm a person who normally dislikes change. I like to keep one set of friends and a routine. As a child, I'd been tied to mom's apron strings, but by the time I was 18, I decided that I'd had enough of that, and going to college on the other side of the world was my way of dealing with it. My fees were paid, but I wasn't sure I could support myself, and it wasn't easy searching around for advice agencies. I thought it might be a bit of a shock living in a dorm, but it suited me down to the ground, and it's been quite an eye-opener hearing what people think about my home country.
Speaker 3.
I was really looking forward to taking part in a task-based program abroad. I knew that the basic focus in my subject, that's cultural studies, was no different from back home, but it gave me the chance to experience an alternative mode of course delivery. In fact, though some of the modules were demanding and I didn't do so well at first, I enjoyed the challenge. I was bowled over by the cosmopolitan nature of the campus, and although the timetable was full most days, there wasn't all that much follow-up work to do on our own, so I was free to make the most of the leisure facilities.
Speaker 4.
I discovered I'd been quite unrealistic about what I set out to do. When I applied for the study abroad program, the fact that all the classes were taught in another language slowed me down like I was wearing lead boots, and I hadn't expected so many out-of-class assignments. As well as that, I was surprised by how homesick I was for my family, so both these things were problems for me. But I'd wanted to study someplace where university procedures were less bureaucratic, and at the time I was really curious about an alternative way of living. I wanted to immerse myself in that. I was also excited by the prospect of an internship, though I wasn't yet thinking about a career.
Speaker 5.
Although they were expensive, I had no worries about the tuition fees, thanks to a generous sponsor. When I applied, I hadn't been sure whether I was taking on too much by opting for a year's law conversion course. It certainly delivered the goods as far as intellectual quality was concerned, and you were expected to step up to the plate in seminars and tutorials, but luckily it turned out that with self-discipline it was doable. I'd been keen to broaden my circle a bit, and I assumed it would be easy, but I was dependent on my host family for transport, so that clipped my wings a bit.
That is the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you are sure to finish in time. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.